Our next question in this special report on charity and giving is, how do people pick a charity to support?
I'm Steve Rohde, and I live in Birmingham, Alabama. I try to focus on organizations where they're much more focused on giving to specific needs in a community.
Mike Garlick from Syracuse. I guess really for me it's what moves my heart, you know, what moves my heart and where I feel the money's going to do the most good.
Travis Rundle, age 23, in Moraga. I give to almost anybody that asks, just because, you know, I've been well off, so I like to help other people out.
One rapidly growing sector of American philanthropy is the small family foundation. For example, the Gorman Foundation in upstate New York. It has a $20 million endowment and three board members, including the foundation's president, 26-year-old Amanda Gephardt of Oneida, New York, who joins us now. First of all, Amanda Gephardt, how did you become a family foundation president at such a young age?
Well, my aunt Alice Gorman passed away in June 2002 of breast cancer. And in her will, she said, I'd like to give this money. Here are the five areas I'd like to give to. Here are the three family members to run the foundation. Well, two out of those three family members are retired and travel a great deal. So that was up to me then to take on the majority of the work.
And the majority of the work is giving away money.
Yes. Well, a year ago, I still did not know what a foundation was. And so it's been a learning process just figuring out what a family foundation does, what requirements we need to have, setting up the articles of incorporation and bylaws, and then going forward from there.
And what does a family foundation do with $20 million?
Well, we have a budget year, because what we'd like to do is some family foundations exist only for a short period of time so that they can use up all of their funds. But what we'd like to do is constantly reinvest our principal so that this foundation will exist for many generations to come. And then we give a percentage out each year to charitable donations.
About how much?
$1 million.
$1 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this role of being family foundation president, this fell upon you in your mid-20s. You were not long out of college at the time?
No, I was 4 years out of college.
Where you had studied?
I was at Skidmore College, and I studied business and government, and I was actually on financial aid when I was at Skidmore College. So this really is not my lifestyle at all, to be in the position where I can donate large amounts of money. But when my aunt passed away, she was also the same type of person. Money had no material value to her, even though she had accumulated so much over her lifetime. When we buried her, she didn't even have a pair of shoes that didn't have a hole in a toe.
What goes through your mind when you're trying to figure out, you're actually soliciting potential recipients of grants from this family foundation, grants could conceivably be in the thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. And what goes through your mind? Do you want to be the make or break gift that makes something happen that otherwise would not happen, or give to a solid institution that's going to be there regardless and thereby be augmented somewhat by the grant? How do you figure this out?
It really depends on the type of grant. But for instance, in our local community, our hospital was putting together an imaging center, a women's health imaging center. And since my aunt died of breast cancer, they have mammography equipment that they were looking for grants for and different things like that. And they needed a large amount of money to put this together. And so I wanted to be the largest contributor to the project so it could be named after my aunt.
Now, if the hospital board were to come back to you and say, well, we have another project, and while perhaps not quite so directly related to breast cancer, it's somewhat like it, would your instinct be, we already gave to the hospital, let's do something else, or would it be to develop that relationship still deeper?
We're trying to keep a variety in our grant making. Mm-hmm. So we give to all five areas, whether it be the arts, education, breast cancer, research, science, or religion. And there are just so many causes that fall into those five categories that we're trying to constantly rotate who we're giving to.
How often nowadays does somebody in Oneida, New York, just say, hi, Amanda, got any money for me this week?
I think that's how everyone in my town greets me.
It's a good thing you live in a small town where there aren't that many people then.
No, I live in a very small town, which makes it wonderful for when you're giving grants, because I know who runs every nonprofit organization practically. I know their families. I went to school with their children. I know them. So it's a nice way to donate when you can see the results of what you're donating to. But also it does have the downside of, if I want to go to the grocery store to get a carton of milk, yes, I may run into somebody who wants to talk to me for an hour about a special project that they have and they'd like to have me fund it. And I don't want to be rude, but sometimes I need to just get back home.
Well, Ms. Gebhardt, thank you very much for talking with us about the foundation and about your work.
Well, thank you.
Amanda Gebhardt, who at 26 is the president of the Gorman Foundation. She is from Oneida, New York.